You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It is a very good morning to Andrea Otto. Andrea is from the Fusion Party, contesting the electorate of Nichols, our seat here in the Valleys. Good morning, Andrea.
Morning, Peter. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. And do tell, give us the Andrea Otto story. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Okay, so I moved up to northern Victoria about 30 years ago, met a fella and raised a couple of kids. One of them, Talia Farrant, is also running for Fusion in the Senate, which is pretty exciting. And my kids really were the reason I got into politics. I'm very concerned about the climate change that's occurring, and Nichols is one of those really high at-risk sites for flooding and bushfire. So that's really problematic for the people of Nichols. And I guess my other concern is around the corruption in politics and cleaning that up, because it's been pretty ordinary for the last few years.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting one. Tell us a bit about the Fusion Party, Andrea. What is? How did it come by that name, and what is it actually all about?
Fusion Party came about because the federal government decided that, and they had help with Labor and One Nation, that minor parties didn't have enough members. I was with an organisation called Vote Planet. We were a registered political party, and we had our 500 members, and we were registered. And they decided to triple our membership requirements, and they gave us 3 months to do it.
So they're saying now you've got to have 1,500 members to be a registered political party. Is that it?
That's right. So we joined with science and secular, pirates and climate justice party, and we formed a membership, got our membership that way, and what that really did was brought a whole lot of really good policy from different areas and gave us a great policy base to start with.
Okay, so you are quite literally a fusion of three different political parties brought together to make one big enough to be registered.
Yeah, we're five actually, but yes. That's
okay,
right.
Sorry. So five political parties joined together. And now we have the Fusion Party, which obviously sort of covers everything and big enough to be registered. I didn't actually know. I'd never heard that you had to have 1,500 members to be registered. So that's intriguing.
Yeah. I think it was a way of trying to get rid of some of the smaller parties. And that's worked well for us, because we've actually become a bigger and stronger organisation because of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if that was the aim, a bit of a backfire is clearly what happened. Give us a rundown on your main policies, Andrea.
The three I'm really concerned about, obviously, is climate change, and you know, I'm worried for the future for my children. So, you know, we have to keep global warming under 1.5 degrees if we can. Anything over 2 degrees is going to be really difficult for anybody living on this planet. Once we get above that, we're already seeing, you know, significant tipping points starting to happen, you know, with ice sheets and things. That's going to, you know, if that continues, that will actually make sea levels rise, and the modelling shows by about 5 metres. So you know, we're a coastal country. A lot of those people are going to be displaced, as well as our Pacific neighbours who are on archipelagos and things. They don't have 5 metres. They're lucky to have 1 metre above sea level. So we're going to have an influx of climate refugees, if you like, coming into Australia. So, you know, we don't have a huge emission in terms of when we look at other countries, but per capita, we are the largest user of fossil fuels, and we really need to address that because we're having going to have a large impact on a lot of people. I guess the other thing I'm really concerned about is the political donations, the lobbyists, and those really large corporations that throw a lot of money at government, and government have been ignoring the people because they have to keep these others happy in order to keep the money coming in. I want to see, you know, an end to political donations, and if we can't see an end to it, we need to see some real-time data coming through.
Yeah, we need if we're going to have that, and I guess political parties, when you think about it, largely do depend on donations of one sort and another. They can't raise, you know, they don't have the capacity to raise their own money necessarily. But the question is, that's got to be totally transparent, in my opinion.
Absolutely, 100%. So, you know, we were promised an ICAC, and that hasn't happened. And even if that had have happened, it wouldn't have been very good because that was a ICAC developed by government. We yeah. need an independent one that has really good teeth and is robust and sits outside of government so that they can scrutinise the decisions being made, because at the moment there's no transparency around that either.
Yeah.
We don't know why some organisation got billions of dollars for one thing and another, you know, and they already have great sporting facilities, for example, and another place which is in desperate need of you know, women's change room, and they get nothing. And I think all those sort of things, we need to understand what's going on and how we're getting to those decisions,
yeah.
so that we can hold our politicians to account. There's no code of conduct for politicians. There is, you know, and in all honesty, the standard that's been coming out of Canberra for the last 3 years is absolutely unacceptable. The way they have treated women within Parliament is nothing short of horrifying. And we need a clean out.
Yeah.
We need a new broom to come through and clean it out, and let's start again, and let's raise the bar really high, because this is the most important place, you know, that we have. We should be holding this at high regard. Yeah. And with what's happened, nobody's doing that.
No, it's it's an interesting one. I must say, though, in fairness to everyone, that kind of thing has been going on, whether it's rorts, whether it's, you know, mistreatment of people, for a long, long time. It's not just happening in the last 3 years. It's been happening for many years, but it really does need to be cleaned up. And, should you be elected, how would you go about actually doing that?
Well, the first thing that I would be looking at is an independent, you know, anti-corruption commission that sits outside of government.
Yeah. How would you go about setting that up, though? That seems, I was thinking when you were saying about that, it's a great idea, but how does a government, which would have to set it up outside of the government umbrella?
Yeah, and that would take some skill, I think.
It certainly would.
You would have to kind of... Yeah, you'd have to make sure whoever's sitting on that has absolutely no links to government.
Yeah,
And you would have to allow them to develop everything from the framework onto the actual, you know, the rules that govern them.
Yeah, because most of these organisations become, for want of a better word, dumping grounds for ex-politicians, don't they?
They certainly do, yeah, and then you just get more of the same puppeteering that we've already had. So it has to be done carefully and in a considered way, so that we have something that truly is independent.
Yeah. No. Andrea, look, thanks for joining us. We'll leave it there, but certainly very, very interesting. Where can people go if they would like to know more, or can they get in touch with you and have a chat to you? What should they do?
Yep, my email is freely available on our website, which is www.fusionparty.org.au. And if you go to the candidates page, very happy to have people contact me by email. I answer all of them personally because I think it's really important that we keep people engaged in politics. And you can also check out our range of policies while you're there on our website, because, as I said, it's quite broad and we're bringing more in all the time.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning. Andrea Otto, and Fusion Party candidate for the seat of Nichols, and good luck next week.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for the opportunity to have a chat.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.